Speaking with Bob Dineen, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association, about boating and using 10% ethanol or E10 in your boats. And so, Bob, what's RFA's reaction to the American Petroleum Institute and the National Marine Manufacturers Association on Wednesday saying, basically saying that boaters are demanding ethanol-free fuel for their marine engines?
Well, it's more obfuscation. They tell this tale about how E15 cannot be used in marine engines and express all kinds of concern that if EPA were to drive the RFS beyond the 10% blend wall, that suddenly marinas would have nothing else to do but to force E15 on boaters. Well, E15 is not legally allowed in those engines. So they set up a straw man and then cry about how we have to knock it down. And what I wanted to point out today was that every marine engine manufacturer today approves the use of E10. And nobody has talked about E10 going away. It has got to stay around for marine engines, for small engines, for all those vehicles and engines that are not approved for E15. And so the oil companies trotting out the marine engines to create this sense of anxiety about how E15 is going to strand boaters on the open waters is just more of the same from them.
Well, for those boaters who are going to possibly get out on the water this weekend, what advice do you give them if they have concerns about ethanol in their fuel?
The advice I'd give them is don't listen to the talking points of the American petroleum industry. Take a look at your owner's manual. And your owner's manual will say up to 10% ethanol blends are approved for use. And go to your marina, you're not going to find E15 there. You would have to search high and wide across this country to find E15 anywhere right now, unfortunately, because the oil companies have done such a good job at discouraging their franchisees from even offering the product. But it certainly isn't at any marina. And they should put E10, which is a higher octane fuel. It's gasoline on steroids. It doesn't pollute. It'll pull your jet skier. It'll pull your tuber. It'll get you to your favorite fishing hole, and you can know that you're supporting America's farmers and clean water by using 10% ethanol blends.